Several years ago, there was a cell phone commercial by Verizon where the actor would go to many different places and different situations and be holding his cell phone up and say, "Can you hear me now? Good." In a way, that is what the God is saying in the gospel today. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Jesus said it in this way, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Jesus used the parable of the sower to make the point about listening to God. But even if you listen to the words, you still need to understand the words and what they mean. Once you have comprehension, you must embrace those words as they are seeds planted, watered, and fertilized, and to grow within the furrows of our hearts, transforming us here and now to become sowers of ourselves and especially to others. God said in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, "So shall my words be that goes forth from my mouth. May words not return to me void, but do the will, achieving the end to which I sent them." Unfortunately for us mere mortals, understanding what God is asking can escape us. We don't always hear God's call in our lives. After Jesus finished preaching to the crowd in the parables, his disciples asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" I can identify with this question. As a younger man, I had difficulty comprehending the parables. First off, I have dyslexia, which makes it hard to read and comprehend anything. But more importantly, to understand the parable, a person must understand the context in which the parable is taking place. I always felt that just give me the rules, what to do, it'd be much easier. Easier, though, is not necessarily the best approach to grow in faith. Struggling to understand the parable causes us to take ownership of the message. Fortunately for us, in today's gospel, Jesus explains the meaning of the parable so we can hear and understand. When asked, Jesus replies with a description of the difference between the believers who accept God's gift of faith and grace and understanding in his teaching, and those who fail to respond to the gift are left in the darkness of their own disbelief. Jesus' original purpose for sharing the parable of a sower, as with all the parables, is to proclaim the kingdom of God. In describing the obstacles to growth, the thorns, the birds, the bad soil, the rocks, Jesus knowingly admits that there would be difficulties and even resistance to come for the coming of the reign of God. Nevertheless, God's reign will be established in a manner as rich and abundant as a harvest foretold by Jesus. Fortunately for humankind, God does not give up on us when we fail to understand his teachings. What we don't understand or refuse to accept today, we may be ready to receive and appreciate his word tomorrow. Each day, we can have new understandings formed by faith. God reveals himself to us when we're ready to receive the grace of understanding. Our understandings of God today is conditioned on the past revelations in our lives. Everyone is on a different journey. Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we decide to look up and start listening to God. Such is life. But God is still there, waiting and asking the question, "Can you hear me now? I've been waiting for you." We all, as Christians, are called to do our part. But it's not only up to the priest or the deacons or the pastors preaching the word of God, but for each one of us to be the sower of the good news to others. We are the church and share in the one body of Christ. Part of the service we are privileged to render is active participation in the mission begun by God and Jesus. In Jesus, God spoke the ultimate word of salvation and grace. For his part, Jesus continues God's mission by embodying it in himself, in his words, in his works. He is the good news of salvation. We who profess and believe in and belong to Jesus are to continue the mission by realizing our role as evangelizers. As evangelizers, we are to be eager witnesses to the good news of salvation, not only in what we say, but also in what we do, how we live our life, how we choose a job, how we vote, how we choose our friends, how we tend to the earth's resources, how we give voice to those of the poor and the voiceless and the marginalized of our society. In our encyclical written about 48 years ago, Pope Paul VI described evangelization in this way. He said, "The process of bringing the good news to all in the strata of humankind through its influence, transforming it from within and making it new. The purpose of evangelization is the interior change of the person and the collective conscience of the people. The activities in which they engage and live their concrete milieu is with theirs. By glorifying God in our lives, living the gospel message, we probably, without knowing it, have become a spark that ignites the understanding of faith in others. Our lives then becomes the momentum for others to continue the mission, the journey we share in common to be with God." Let's face it, our Christian journey is demanding. In our Catholic faith and tradition, we have the Holy Bible, missals, catechism, many saints, programs, prayers, devotions, and countless spiritual books and pamphlets. It can be mind-boggling and intimidating to make us feel inadequate to the task. To that end, I'm going to share the following prayer to help hopefully relieve some of those thoughts of inadequacy. This prayer was written by Bishop Ken Uttender, and it was drafted for a homily given by Cardinal John Dearden in November of 1979 for a celebration of the departed priest. And this was given on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Bishop Oscar Romero. Now, I've always known this prayer as the Oscar Romero prayer, but technically he never spoke the words himself. But it was given on his day that he was became a martyr. It helps now and then step back and take the long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing that we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that can be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals, objectives includes everything. We plant seeds that will one day grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they have hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end result, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future that is not our own. Amen. Our spiritual journey should not be a complex process where we check off all the spiritual boxes. If we listen to Jesus' parable today of the sower, then we need to become that seed that grows deep roots into God's love for us and share that gracious love with others. And may God bless you on your spiritual journey.